The middle of this week, I changed what I was going to speak on tonight. I was pondering on what to speak about, and the Lord told me to wait on the topic that I was going to speak about because it may take more than 1 week. I don't know. So I asked him what I was going to speak about, and he reminded me of a conversation that I had with a young 30-something youth pastor about yay tall in Pennsylvania. And I was asked to specifically make myself available during a time of fellowship for this youth pastor to speak with me. And so for 2 hours, he just picked my brain. He was not spirit-filled. He sort of thought maybe he might want to perhaps be spirit-filled.
Sorry.
I'm just setting the stage for the conversation. And so he asked me all kinds of questions. And every time I would give him an answer, he would say, okay. And then he would ask another one. And then he asked a question that probably many of us ask far too frequently. He asked, why? Father, I ask that you would open our hearts to hear your heart. And that you would use your finger to do whatever you need in our heart to make it more like your heart. So that wherever you send us, you can pour your love through us to touch the hearts of those around us. In Jesus' name. So tonight I'm going to talk about why. I will probably please Lisa Fest to no end, because it's a whole topic of definitions. It's the etymology of the word why. It's the biblical definition of a word that doesn't exist in the Bible, why. It's a question that 38 years ago when our first son died, I have not yet ever asked the Lord why. He made it a part of my being not to ask why. See, why questions usually are indicative of our heart. The heart of a student or a disciple that's eager to learn and understand asks the question why from a foundational place so that they have a stronger, broader foundation with which to represent their Lord and Master. It's the place from which, with a strong foundation, they can grow and mature and make strong disciples themselves. That why question is not usually the question that gets asked. Usually the question that gets asked is, why did you do that? Which often comes from a wounded heart or a rebellious heart, not seeking to truly understand, but looking for a place to justify their heart's position. See, the former heart receives answers and is educated in the ways of the Lord, but the latter heart lacks the repentance required to get close to the Lord. In Matthew 17:19, we read that the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not drive it out? They were asking from a place of why couldn't they do the great work of setting the young boy free from the demon that had tortured him. The English word in our Bibles translated as why comes from two Greek words. It's not one word. It comes from dia, which means the channel of an act. It means a composition briefly from, through, and with. It comes from a second word, tis, dia tis, which is a pronoun which indicates who, which, or what, not why. It indicates every man, what manner of thing, wherefore, or who. And we tack on the translation, why. In other words, Matthew 17:19 might have heard Jesus say this: what is the reason we could not do what you did? Help us. The heart of the disciples wasn't riling an accusation that the Lord doesn't do the work that he said he would do through them. Didn't he send them out two by two? It wasn't the question that Elisha asked when he picked up Elijah's mantle because he had asked for a double portion. He didn't say, where's the strength of this mantle? He said, where is the God of Elijah? He knew that the mantle had no power apart from the presence of God. The disciples asked why from a heart of wanting to understand how to overcome the opposition of the devil that was keeping this boy from the kingdom of God. See, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the disciples wanted to know what was the reason they couldn't do the work that Jesus did in this situation. In Job chapter 7, verse 17, Job says, what is man that you magnify him and that you are concerned about him? And down in verse 21, he says, why then do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now I will lie down in the dust, and you will seek me, but I will not die. The word that's translated as what in verse 17 and why in verse 21 is the same word. It's the Hebrew word ma. It's the interrogative what? Almost as though a forensic police officer were evaluating a scene and saying, what is this? It's also an exclamation like what, including how. There's a whole long line of definitions for this Hebrew word. Whatever, relatively that which, often used with adverbs as how, long, whosoever, no thing, what end, what good purpose, what good thing. We translate it as why. This is probably the point that our daughter Jess would say, too much information. One three-letter word betrays our heart. Because we often ask why, as though he did something wrong or withheld one of his good promises. In Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 3, the prophet says, why do you make me see iniquity and cause me to look on wickedness? Yes, destruction and violence are before me. Strife exists and contention arises. Again, the same Hebrew word, ma, is used here. as the interrogative what. The same word is found translated as why in Habakkuk 1:13. See, the word my is the most often Hebrew word translated in why as why in the English Bible. When we see why in the Old Testament, it's that interrogative, for what purpose was this done? See, if I know the heart of God and what His purpose was in doing something, I can be at peace and I can mature in His grace. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines why as an adverb. It was the original phrase for what? For what reason, interrogatively, is the first dictionary definition. Even as the scripture was originally translated into English, the Hebrew and Greek were translated into the English what? They've only more recently been changed to why. Over the years, it became easier for us to accept why. So whether the translation is what or why, it's really an issue of my heart. By the way, that word why is Latin. It's not Hebrew. It's not Greek. It's Latin. And we've replaced the intent with something that leaves us sometimes in a vulnerable position in our hearts. So Jesus is my role model. And tonight we're going to look at one scripture in the New Testament. In the midst of his most difficult time, obedience on the cross, Jesus' heart was always submitted to the Father. It never riled against him in accusation. It never wondered if he knew what he was doing, as though the strategies of heaven weren't good enough on earth. In Matthew 27:46, about the ninth hour, Jesus hung on the cross for a long time. He cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The Greek words that Jesus used and is translated in English as why is hinati. It means for what reason, wherefore, or why. Again, the question that Jesus asked was from a heart that was hungry to know and please Father at all times. My God, why have you forsaken me? Really, my God, for what purpose have you forsaken me? The answer to that question is you. My God, you forsook me so that whosoever would believe could have you. Even as he asked the question, Jesus knew that the purpose was you and me and the generations yet to be born. Is your heart hungry for the Father's presence? To grow from a point where we can ask the why question as for what purpose? My God, for what purpose did you speak to me on February 4th, 1986 and say you would be a mighty God in hearing our cry for one of our children? My God, I thank you that on December 16th, 2009, you heard our cry and saved our daughter. His purpose is always for our betterment. Not why, as though he has fallen short, but what, for what purpose? To bring my heart to the place that he can trust me with the riches of heaven, the power of his word. My prayer for us tonight is that we will allow him to do whatever is needed in our heart. Because usually it's wounds from the long past that cause us to ask why in reference to man, rather than ask for what purpose. It's always for his greater glory relative to Father. Father, I ask that you would show us your face, that we would know that we have your ears and your eyes when we talk with you, and that we would get a greater glimpse of your heart. Lord, tonight do heart surgery on us to remove the wounded place that asks why as a riling accusation and releases us into the freedom to mature in the purpose that brings you greater glory. Here is our heart, Lord, longing to mature in your love and to be fruitful in your grace. Lord, we thank you that you reveal to us all that we have need of and all that we need to know. Show us for what purpose you have loved us with such a lavish love, so that we can be vessels of your love to those around us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. He's saying, say what? There are no refreshments this evening. But I trust the Lord has refreshed you in worship. And with a short exhortation. No, that doesn't mean I get to go longer the next time I talk. Someone asked me what it means when I speak for a short time. It means I've said all he's given me to say. I pray you will have a blessed week, and that as you prepare for the Thanksgiving holiday, you will understand more on how to give thanks to him. I love you all. Have a blessed week.